CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bessel with Victor Davis Hanson, a senior fellow at the Hoover Institution. And we've been commenting on the courts being used in a partisan fashion. Now we have to comment on the courts being used in a contradictory fashion. What was not permitted yesterday by the Supreme Court is permitted today, which is Texas enforcing its laws to intercept people crossing the border into Texas without documentation, without protocols. What we have is the southern border, no longer secure, hasn't been for some time. And the President of the United States and his reelection campaign are aware of this. Victor, you write for American Greatness about the president and the name of a young woman who was murdered by someone who crossed into the country illegally. And yet, I believe the president was chastised by his own supporters because he used the word illegal. Is that what he did in the State of the Union? Is that what upset them?
Yes, it was. He said that Lake and Riley, only he didn't say Lake and Riley. He called her Lincoln Riley, the current football coach of the University of Southern California. That was a very unfortunate confusion or misidentification. But he said that she was killed by an illegal, and that was a proper description of Mr. Obera, who killed her, allegedly. And he's the prime suspect. And he had been released on at least two occasions. He had a former criminal record. He came here illegally. He was residing here illegally. And there was no reason for Miss Riley to die. And yet he, in the next subsequent series of days, he apologized. And he said, I shouldn't have used that term. He didn't really apologize for misidentifying Miss Riley. He didn't say to the family, I'm very sorry. I should have known her name. And I got the wrong name. I identified her with a football coach. That was wrong of me. Instead, he really apologized for disparaging an illegal alien by calling him what he was, an illegal. And so he had to apologize to his base. I think he's making a mistake. He's courting the Latino vote by opening the border, but he's misreading, I think, a large segment of the Latino American population who are legal. They're citizens, they're middle class, upper middle class, and they're disproportionately affected by this 8 to 10 million influx of people from all over the world into their communities. And their social services are taxed, their health care is taxed, and they're already, you know, struggling with high inflation. And I think for each person that comes across the border illegally, Joe Biden may lose a voter in the inner city or in the barrio. And I don't think they quite understand that yet. They think that they're appealing to the Latino community, and they may be to the elite Latino community, but to the rank and file, I think they're polarizing them, alienating them.
I contribute what I know about New York City right now. The numbers move around, but 100,000 has been used in reporting from my correspondent in the city, Harry Siegel. 100,000 Venezuelans, in addition to everybody else looking for services, overwhelming the budget, the ability, the protocols of New York City, a very deeply blue city. But there's uniform opinion that this is not acceptable, even among the elite Democrats who vote in New York. So the president, is he responding to the fact that his own major donors are saying it's gone wrong, correct it? Is he responding?
No, he hasn't. All he's done is gone out to a few Latino events and said that Donald Trump had said this and that, and therefore he's awful. But he doesn't address the issue. And the issue is that his base, the Democratic Party in general, wants, this was not laxity or naivete. This was a deliberate policy to destroy the border. And they did it for at least three reasons. One, according to the census, they will count residents as if they were citizens for the determination of congressional seats. So those 10 million people at 700,000 persons a seat, or maybe it's 800 with this new influx, they're going to get over 10 or 15 seats. And supposedly they'll go to more blue jurisdictions and make up some of the losses in population that's happening to red states. Two, with 70% of the electorate, John, voting not on election day, and the error rate of ballots being dropped by a magnitude, they feel people will be mailed out ballots at the DMV, the disability office, the welfare, and a lot of people will repay this free ticket in the United States by voting for the people who greenlighted them. And then finally, they feel that all of these social services, all of this money here in California, $500 million for care for illegal aliens, will grow the administrative state government, higher taxes, redistribution. And it makes an enormous, I live in a community with 95% Hispanics, second, third generation, and they, like everybody, they are very worried about this influx that's coming into the San Joaquin Valley, especially when Texas closed its borders. And you can see it. You can see it when I go to the doctor's office. It's just crammed. When I had to go to the ER, it's flooded with people. And the people have never been to the United States before. And they have a myriad of health challenges. They don't. It's not just that they don't speak English because they speak Spanish. They speak all sorts of languages other than English. And it's really taxing the system. If you have a grandmother that's on dialysis, or you've got a cancer and you want to go to an oncologist, it's just all the waiting rooms are packed. And this does not affect Joe Biden. It does not affect the Mr. Mayorkas. They have their own doctors and concierge medicine, but not the average person. And this is going to fuel a lot of anger at the people who did this. And that's not even getting into the schools that are impacted, and all of millions of new students that will have special needs because they don't speak English. Just when people are trying to get beyond English as a second language into advanced placement for their children, all of a sudden they're going to go back and pay millions of dollars for English as a second language.
Victor Davis Hanson of the Hoover Institution. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,